Construction workers show the way on workplace safety walkouts. Secure victory and empower workers. Mick Joyce, Unite senior shop steward at Cone, tells the Socialist in a personal capacity how, by walking off the job due to unsafe conditions, he and his members have won furlough pay and agreements on a safe return to work. At Cone Lifts and Escalator Company in the Northeast, we have members both inside and outside the construction industry. On the 20th of March, when Boris Johnson came out with social distancing rules, we knew there was going to be carnage. We saw the images of packed tube trains in London, with many building workers heading to construction sites. Our management team, and a lot of management teams in the construction industry, absolutely panicked because they didn't have a clue of what was really going on in the front line. We've always worked in teams, always worked together. We knew that social distancing was going to be impossible to actually implement. By the 25th of March, we took the unofficial and unilateral decision as a group to stand down our members and advise them not to attend sites. What we did is stood our guys down for 2 days, and on the third day our company came crying to us and said, "Look Mick, you're right, we hear what you're saying. We've now been off for about 4 weeks, and about 90% of our members on construction sites are off. Those furloughed are on 100% pay." That really was a fantastic victory for us. It really did empower the guys, empower the members. It emboldened them, in fact. To think that the company was now coming to us and putting their hands up and saying, "We were putting you in a perilous position. What we've come up with in our company to ensure an eventual safe return to work is a 7-point assessment plan which starts from the minute you leave home to when you arrive back at home. And some of the sites that we've visited to conduct this 7-point plan have left me horrified. I've inspected 7 sites and I've closed 6 of them to our members. The only reason the one site is still open is that it's currently running at 33% capacity. But once these sites start ramping up capacity again and start trickling back, social distancing will just go out the window. We want our members to be reporting back on a daily basis." Management now have to give evidence to the health and safety team on the safety of the site. The problem we will have as lockdown ends is that a lot of these workers that are coming back aren't organized, they are self-employed, and they are desperate to get back to work. Our 7-point assessment plan is going out right across our company, and we hope to roll that out across the industry. When they start ramping up, we've got to be in a position where we are calling the shots. At the moment we are. The best move we made was in those first 3 days. We stood our guys down, and that made the company realize. And that's testament to the knowledge and organization of the union. Mick is running for the union's executive committee, and is standing in the engineering, manufacturing and steel sector alongside Anthony Pearson as part of the United Left slate. Voting opens on the 18th of May. See more at unitedleft.org.uk.